With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's it. Hey, this is Michael Anthony Johnson. Glad you are joining me tonight, and I'm here to talk to you about some word and also share some great music with you on Niacom Expressions. Good evening, and I just pray that God's richly blessed you in every way that he can and every way that you would allow him to bless you in. And so if you're not in a position to be blessed, I want you to just open up your heart and allow God just to pour into you tonight. And let's pray right now as we get into some more great music and also some word for God to enrich your lives in Niacom Expressions. Heavenly Father, we invite you in. This is your time. This is your place. This is your platform. On the Niacom Expressions, Lord, I pray that you would just saturate us with your word. Speak right into our spirit what we need to hear in this moment, in this hour. Express yourself through us, Lord God, in your word. Let it come alive in our spirit. We cast down every imagination and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing our thoughts captive unto the obedience of Christ. We choose to obey you. And so every high thing that's trying to exalt itself against your knowledge in our lives, we resist it, we cast it down, and we receive the engrafted word that's able to save our souls. Lord, in the day and time that we're living in, we need our souls saved. We need to hear a word, a fresh word that renews us in the spirit of our mind. You said, Lord God, this is our reasonable service for us, Lord, to present our bodies holy and acceptable. It's not a special thing that we're doing for you, but it's our reasonable service to submit ourselves to you, Lord God, unto holiness. Is to submit your bodies. We submit our bodies unto you, holy and acceptable unto you, your way, not our way. We got a lot of ways that we call it acceptable to you, God. But, Lord, what is your acceptable way that we should present ourselves to you? We ask that you reveal that tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bind the devil on every hand that's trying to hinder God's people from being holy, from being what you've called us to be. Lord, some of us have taken down and begin to walk in a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. And Lord, we pray that you speak life, speak deliverance, speak hope, speak healing, Lord God. Transform our minds, Lord God, that we would walk in the newness of life that we should walk in, Lord God, not giving in, catering back to the old way of living, not catering back to those old thoughts, not accepting those things that led us further and further away from you, but Lord, lead us to you. You said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. If some have fallen astray through little things that snuck in unawares, we pray that you will bring them back through a lively word, a living stone word that will preach and speak and teach life to them tonight. Let your word come alive in us, and we ask you in Jesus' name. And we're careful, very careful, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, because that's who you are. You are worthy of the glory and the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hang on tight. We'll be right back after these messages and these music selections. God bless.
Think it, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802. The Texas Tie Guy at TexasTieGuy.com.
For you, Lord. Take me to a higher. believe you hear each children's cry. And I believe in you there's no pride. I believe you caress the heart that hurts, and that you pour out the bond that you give, that the broken, wounded heart can live.
Glory. It is only you, Lord. only you that turns my mourning into joy. Lord, no matter what I go through at night, you said, Lord God, we can even do it for a night, but joy always comes in the morning. Well, hey, good evening. I just want to just say God has got some great things in store for all of us that hear and listen to his word, and not only listen and adhere to it, that are doers of his word, and I speak to myself as well. You know, sometimes this body just want to do something else, but God has his commandments. God has his words. God has his words of life speak to us. And I want to just recap on what we shared not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, in the book of Joshua, the first chapter. In the 8th verse, just bear with me just a little while. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. That's Joshua, the first chapter, starting at the 8th verse. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. But then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And I shared not too long ago that good success, what it means that it's replenishable. It comes into your life, and it transfers to other people's lives, people that you get around, and it begins to outpour to them. It's an offspring of this good success that happens. People that tap into the anointing of God in your life or tap into the anointing of God itself. And when you begin to meditate on the word of God, and God's word begins to get down on the inside of you, it produces something that will reproduce over and over again. When Jesus died on the cross and rose again, something began to happen. That word that he had planted, the life that he lived, began to replenish the earth. It began to be multiplied over and over again. Multiplicity upon multiplicity. When the anointing of God begins to be stirred, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have good success. And that's what he means. You know, he didn't just say success. It means for you. Good success, I mean, it pours over into your offspring. It pours over into your spiritual offspring, and you have an inheritance in the saints that you've inherited something and you've deposited something into them. And everyone that comes in contact with you comes in contact with the ability, they have the option, if they flow right along with you, to have good success. That's what he said. That's where we're going to start from. And sometimes, you know, God is having me speak right now about those that have stopped having success, and they're wondering why. And sometimes we subtly, sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's a gradual thing, but sometimes it just, we begin to take a direction from something else, and something begins to happen. Something begins to wane a bit. Let's go to Galatians, the 5th chapter, if we can go into that particular book. Galatians, the 5th chapter, I'm sorry, Galatians, the 5th chapter, starting at the first verse, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Do you hear that? He wants us to stand in liberty. Now, he told us in the book of Joshua, if we stay in the word, stay with the word, stop going left or right, but stay according to his word, live according to his word, hunger after his word, thirst after his word, and just develop that in our spirit. You know, you have to develop a taste for different things. If you develop a taste, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, that's Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first, let that be the first thing you seek when you wake up, the first thing that should come to your mind, not your Facebook page, not going online and trying to find out what's going on, not turning on the TV. The first thing, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. He said all these things will be added. All the good success you'll have, everything that God has lined up for you to have in that he created for you to have, those good things, they'll be added unto you. You don't have to even ask for it sometimes. But he'll just bless you with it, an outpouring of blessings, good success. And, you know, people will see that, and they're wondering, what are you doing? Why are you happy all the time? Why is the joy just on your face every time I see you? You ever heard that expression given to you? I have. Why are you smiling all the time? You're always smiling. Does your face hurt? Why are you always laughing about stuff? You see, God wants us to be those that stand out in the world. When things are going chaotic in the world, we're still standing out. Where was Jesus when the waves were tossing, when he was on the boat? He was at the bottom of the boat asleep. He wasn't fearful. And see, somebody walking in the things of God, somebody walking in good success, they're not going to be fearful at the elements that's surrounding you. Trials can come and hit up against you. They can be threatening to take away everything you have, and what do you do? Lay down and go to sleep in peace. He said, if we keep our mind stayed on him, will stay in perfect peace. Now let's go back to this chapter, Galatians, the fifth chapter, starting at the first verse again. He said, stand fast. Now, he didn't say just stand fast sometimes or stand fast when it's all going good. You just stand fast. I don't care what hits you, woman of God, man of God, whoever you are that's listening tonight or tomorrow or whenever you're going to listen, whatever you're facing, God's saying stand steadfast. Stand steadfast. I mean, unmovable. Don't move from the word of God. So many times the devil gets us off the words by throwing something else at us, throwing this at us, all at the same time. And I've always said, if things are happening one after another to you, you best believe God's about to do something in your life. If something is happening one after another, one thing happens, somebody calls and this and another thing, children acting up, one thing, and phone rings, and it's just like chaos is going on. You can begin to smile right there. And just say, God, what are you doing? Because the devil's really fighting so hard to get me off point. But you know what? I'm going to take a cue from you and lay down in the boat. I'm going to lay down in the ship. I'm going to rejoice in my relationship with you and just lay down in this perfect peace that you've given me and let life unfold the way you intend. Because, Lord, you get it all worked out. You said in Romans 8 and 28, all things, there he goes back to that, all things, all things work together for the good to them that love God. And if you love him, you'll stand steadfast. If you love him, you'll stay in the word. If you love him, even when temptation comes, you'll stay steadfast. Don't let anything shake you off of the word of God. Let's go back here. Stand steadfast, or stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What's that bondage? Fear, disappointment, sin, every conceivable word you can think of, every adjective that goes along with those nouns, that's fear. Anything that drives you backwards and drives you away from faith and believing God. And the first scripture we said was in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, starting, the fourth verse, I believe it is. It says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pull down those strongholds. You can't do it in your flesh. The weapons that we use are not carnal. You can't use manipulation to make the word of God work. You just can't do it. Matter of fact, that's against the word. He said that's witchcraft. You can't manipulate people and say, well, you know what the Bible says, and try to make them do something you want. But if it's something God is leading you to tell somebody in the word and it makes them fall in love with God, hear me now, makes them fall in love with God, not bend to do what you say. That's what God intends. See, the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. Don't forget that. God knows when you first start quoting the word to somebody, he knows your thoughts and your intents of telling them that, whether you're intending them to follow God or follow what you say. And that's what's happening in a lot of churches. Pastors, we've got to be careful not to use manipulation on people to follow our rule. They're to follow under God's rule, under God's command, fall in love with him, and that no matter what, they're going to serve him. If you can teach your people how to fall in love with God, they'll give. If you can teach the people how to love on Jesus, they'll always do what they can to be a part of the usher board, the choir, whatever they can do, that souls might be saved. But we've got to do it God's way. And so many times we fall to the trappings of the devil and say, wouldn't it be better to do this? He started that in the Garden of Eden, and he's still doing it to pastors and mothers and fathers and everybody all over the world that name themselves as Christians to use the word as a manipulation tool. But we should not fall into those devices of the devil because, you know what, the Bible says, once again, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. We're not ignorant of the devil using us in a way that will lead us away from God and bend them to what we want. If you are a pastor and you're using those type of things, shame on you because you know better. And if you don't know better, you just heard the word. Don't let the devil sneak in unawares and have us start manipulating people to do what we want. I've been in a lot of churches since I've been growing in Christendom for a long time, and I've seen it done over and over again. Now, you know, Pastor wants you to pastor. What? And then we start saying, what pastor say? What does the word say? If I'm a pastor of a church, don't say what pastor say. You tell me what the word says. I don't want anybody following me saying, well, Mike said or pastor said. No, the Bible says this. And Pastor was sharing what God laid upon his heart to tell the people of God that they may fall in love with him more and serve him expeditiously and so that we can win souls. And if that's not the direction of the church, something is really wrong when we have to stoop to using manipulation as a tool. And it is a tool of the enemy. And so you know what? So many times we can think we're right, but we're so wrong. And we can have the greatest of intentions, but if it's using manipulation, using fear, and causing somebody to bend to obey you, something's wrong. Something's wrong with that. Amen. Let's go back to this, Galatians, the fifth chapter. And it says right here in the second verse, "Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall not profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law." See that? And there's another manipulation to what they used back in the Bible day, trying to manipulate somebody to serve under the law, manipulating to serve under the law. And that's why Christ came to say, hey, we're not under the law, we're under grace. And you fall in love with him, he said, you abide in the vine will abide in you. See, that's love. That's what he wants us to do. That's where the favor comes, and that's where good success comes, when we allow God to pour into us himself. Right motives, and that's what we should pray always. My prayer all the time, when I'm when I get up in the morning, when I'm driving down the street, Lord, created me a clean heart. I just want to be right. I don't want to lead anybody astray. I don't want anybody manipulated under anything I say to make them do what I say. I want them to so much be in love with you that they do what you say. See, that's the key of it. Create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. I point the finger back at me because, Lord, you said, Lord, the heart is deceitfully wicked. And I don't want to lead people out of what intentions of my heart might be. So create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me so that when I speak, there's no guile in it. I'm not trying to bend somebody in my direction so they can give to me. I'm not trying to manipulate anybody so they can do what I say. I'm trying to get them to fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with God. And if God has your heart, everything else is going to fall into place. He said he will give you the desires of your heart if you delight yourself in him. Delight yourself in serving God. Delight yourself in worshiping him. Delight yourself in him. And he will give me, a lot of people, they say, well, he's going to give me the desires of my heart. And that means that he's going to give me everything I ask for. That's not the intent of that scripture. You better do some research. He'll give you the right desires that you need to have. Got some wrong desires in you? Delight yourself in the Lord. And God will straighten all that wrong out. He'll give you the desires that you need to have towards him. When you look at something on TV that's not right, he'll show you the desire. Oh, that is not right. I'm not receiving that. He'll give you the desires you need to have towards a man and woman relationship. Not a man and man, not a woman and woman. A man and woman relationship. You can still come to him just as you are. But if you truly delight yourself in Jesus, it's not all about you and what you want and all the things that you're trying to get, but fall in love with him, he'll begin to work on your desires. Oh, yes, he'll do it. He'll take off all the guile. That might not be overnight. And so that's why so many people are so fearful. They move in fear when homosexuals or lesbians come into the church, and that's the wrong thing to happen in a Christian, a true Christian. Because the Bible says if a man or woman is overtaken in the fault, that's the next chapter over. We're just going to read a little bit of that. Chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken, I'm going to say, or a woman, in a fault, ye which are spiritual, that's the deciding factor. You know, if a homosexual or lesbian walk into the church and you begin to act like you don't have any sense, that shows the spiritual nature or the growth of maturity that you have. It says, but ye that are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. Not throwing stuff at him. You know you ain't full. No. The spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted, because you could have ended up in the same situation, given the same circumstances they were brought through. And so it's all about the maturity of the believer. all about how we carry ourselves, all about what we should say and how we should react. And if it's wrong, help me to be restored. Help me to help someone else that may not know the truth, that may be stumbling around in darkness. Remember that song we used to sing? Wait a little longer, sweet master. So many of them still wandering around and sing. Oh, wait a little longer, dear master. Give us a few more days to get our loved ones in. Remember that? See, that should be our desires now. But so many people wandering around in darkness, and we need to be the light. The only light that they'll see is you if your light is on. Ask God today, tonight, breathe on me. Breathe on me, Father. Breathe into me by the power of your Holy Spirit and let this message come to life in me. Stop pointing your fingers at other people and point them back at you. Lord, what is it in me that needs to change that I would be a true example, a true witness in the earth for you? Breathe into me. And that's what we're going to pray. We'll be right back after these messages. Breathe. Breathe into me. Breathe on me. Thank you, Jesus.
Breathe on me, dear Lord. Let the spirit of refreshing renew me today. Holy Spirit, breathe now. Let the power of your presence rest on me.
Before your throne, asking God,
breathe on me. Refreshing.
Renew
me today, Holy Spirit.
We're waiting.
Breathe now.
Breathe now.
Let the power of your presence rest on me.
Let your power, God.
Let the power of your presence love on me.
Let the power.
Let the power of your presence.
Scarlet, I'll be whiter than snow. Let me see with pure eyes again. Let me hear with those virgin ears again, that things of God coming into me anew, making me whole. Salvation, daily, purging, cleansing, replenishing, and then we start over, purging, cleansing, replenishing, and start over. And then when we come before people, whether it's on our jobs, on the radio station, just like this, we've got something to tell them, because it's the power of the anointing of God's Spirit pouring through us, because we've been in His presence, because we've been in His likeness, and we look just like Him, we walk just like Him, and we talk just like Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what God wants our expressions to be of Him in the earth after we've been with Him in heaven. You say, Lord, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Well, we can pray that all day long, but if you haven't been in heaven, in the heavenly places, in the Spirit of God, in your worship time, in your time with Him, hallelujah, spending time in quality. Sometimes quality can be a minute of you just loving on Him. Even when you slip away and go to the restroom for just a second at work, you can have a quality time with God. I've got to make time. Well, I don't got no time to spend. Well, no, you make time to spend with God. Everywhere I go can be a prayer closet. Oh, you got to hear me now. Any place I go can be my prayer closet. Nobody has to see or hear me utter a word. But in my spirit, I can go, hey, shit, it ain't me. Lord, short of the bow. In my spirit, I can go, I love you, God. In my spirit, man, I can say, oh, you are everything that I need and so much more. Pour into me. Let the power of the Holy Spirit just overflow in me right now. Even if I'm in a room full of people, oh, God, I want to just experience and just forget everybody else in the room and let you just fill the room in me. And then you walk into some place, not even opening your mouth, and change the whole atmosphere of where you enter. Because where you enter, oh, baby, God enters too. Hallelujah. Whew. That's what He's trying to tell us. Let His word, Joshua 1 and 8, meditate in it day and night. God's trying to tell us some things in this last time that we're living in. And there's a word coming for somebody tonight. There's a word coming for somebody fresh tonight. But He wants you to get to a place where you can hear for yourself. You can discern some things for yourself, not letting somebody have to tell you or try to find a prophet. Let me go find this prophet so they can see if I'm on point. Uh-uh. You got to know you're on point with God, baby. You got to know that you know that you know that anytime God comes on the scene in you, He's speaking life. He's speaking health. He's speaking deliverance. He's speaking miracles. We were just praying for my niece just yesterday. She had gone 10 days. She was in ICU in the hospital in Kansas City. Ha! I'm thinking about it, just praising Him because of who He is. And everybody thought it was a sickle cell anemia attack. It was just something that was in her bowels, some blocking her bowels, and she could not release. She could not have a bowel movement. And it had gone to 10 days, and the doctors were concerned. And I found out about it, and, you know, and me and my mom talked. But you know what? And we hung up the phone with Billy, knowing that God was going to move, but we didn't pray. So I called her back. I said, Mom, you got to pray. I didn't hear about it till the 10th day. And we got on the phone. No, I heard about the ninth day that night, and then we prayed on the 10th day. And we got on the phone and prayed, and within 1 hour, she got released. You know what we prayed? Lord, loose her. Let your word, no matter where we are, I'm in Texas, she's in Kansas, but your in an hour of prayer. And I felt the anointing when we were praying, and I said, Mama, it's already done. And we got a text message an hour later. He said, it's done. 10 days. Just imagine if we get so full of the word of God. And that's a small thing. Well, I call that a big thing. When somebody can't go take a Bible for 10 days, and that doctor's about to give them 50% chance to live and turn the doctor's report around within an hour. Somebody got that somewhere. Somebody is laying somewhere and you are in a situation quite similar. You can't release. You can't release. And God is about to release you right now. No matter where you are, let your faith rise up and receive this. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed in your bowels. Be loosed in your faith. Be loosed and let that unforgiveness go so the flow and the power of God can work in you again. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be loosed. Holy Spirit, do the work. Thank you for what you've done even right now, even in that rhema word for somebody, for you've spoken life and released them. Release them back, Lord God, into their ministry. Somebody that's fallen away, loose the guilt, loose the shame. Lord, let them forgive whoever had done them wrong and said things wrong against them. Lord, as they release that unforgiveness, pray you begin to pour back into them, Lord, your love, your joy, your long-suffering, your gentleness, your goodness, your faith, and your temperance. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody that is, I'll say it like this, they have been having some homosexual relationships or tendencies in the past, and God's trying to release you right now. In the name of Jesus, forgive, and God's bringing to your thoughts what you need to forgive. No matter who's hurt you, who said what against you, he said forgive. Do it right now, and I'm going to pray for you. Forgive. Just make a decision in your heart, Lord, I forgive them. I choose to forgive. Be free in Jesus' name. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in that person's life right now. And we loose the power of God in them right now in Jesus' name. Didn't have to yell. You don't have to fall out on the floor. You're just done. Right there, and just walk in it. If tendencies try to come back, you pray with the words. Just go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, begin reading it and praying at the 4th verse. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And sometimes those strongholds of demonic spirits can be real strong. That's why you got to have something powerful to use against the influence of the enemy, especially with those imaginations and those things he's trying to get you to do again. I cast down every imagination, every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in my life because I am who God created me to be, and I will walk in it. In Jesus' name, son, daughter, whoever you are, for that word is both, you are free, and he whom the Son sets free. Oh, y'all don't hear me. The word of God says he's free indeed, and yes, you did hear me, and you did receive, and you are free. Praise God. Praise God. And it says in the 3rd verse, for I testify, I'm reading back at Galatians, the 5th chapter, back on the 3rd verse, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, by the things, by the works that you do, and you're not serving him. You might be in a church, and you're serving on the usher board, and you use that as your cloak, where I can do what I want to do because I served at the church. No. Mm-mm. You can't use your works or the works of the law, and that was proven too many times over and over again, or ritualistic things that you do justifying you to be saved. You're saved by grace and that by faith, and that's what makes you saved. That's what makes you whole. It's not the works that you do. Don't get it twisted. You fall in love with Jesus. The whole message of this program tonight is to fall deeply in love with him. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and look forth in his wonderful face and from being loved will grow strange. Dim in the light of his glory and praise. Look to him. All those things that's been holding you back, that song just really describes it. It will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. And not only his glory, his grace, because he knows we need his grace. We can't make it without him. We can't do the things that we do without him. We have to have him in the mix. We have to have them in the flow. We have to have them in our hearts. We have to have them up on our minds every day. Some of the songs of old, one of the old things she used to sing, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. We need to take him. Some get saved all day long. And then you can imagine, go back to your thoughts and those pioneers in the church. At work, still humming. Out in the field. Come on, go back with me. Kneeling down at the altar. Ooh, Lord, where's that at? We need to get that back in the church. People are so in love with him. It just comes out in a song. It comes out when you're just moaning. And I'm not talking about moaning because you're mourning. I'm talking moaning in deep utterances that cannot even be spoken. Because sometimes, you know what? Just like Campbell's soup is good. He is so good. Taste and see tonight. Taste by doing. Falling in love with him. Taste by getting to your prayer closet. Taste by doing what God says. Let his word not depart from your mouth. You're going to be like a tree. Planted by the rivers of water. It brings forth fruit in its season. And you know what? That fruit will remain. And you will have success. Because the people that come in line with that tree, that planted by the river of water, they're going to have good success because they've got a model. They've got a mentor. They've got someone they can look to, just like Christ, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And I truly follow Christ. I mean, every day I'm asking to check my motives. Every day, don't let me be effective in the ministry. Let me be effective not using manipulative tools, but let me be effective being in the likeness of who you are. Shape me. Mold me, make me. I want to be just like you. Daddy, I want to exude who you are in my life. Let me grow dim. Let me decrease that you would increase in me. Oh, let the power of God first touch me, heal me, deliver me, and Lord, let it come up out of me. In the time that you, Lord, set forth and bless the world. Do you know how much God wants all of his children, all of his people that's called by his name to humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways? He said, then. Oh, I like then. Whew, then. I like what God's going to do in the then. He said he'll heal a land. Don't you want your land to be healed? Everything that belongs to you to flourish. Everything that God has given you to show of his blessing upon your life. Then, I want you to circle then in your body, in your Bible, and watch it come to pass when you begin to do those things. The then will begin to happen in your life. The things that you have with that God promised you, all the then. You said, all these things, then I'll add them unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Stop trying to seek him for things. Seek him for who he is. Seek you first. Word is in effect in your life. You won't ask him for anything according to your will, according to your own desires, but he will just give them to you because you love him, because you're in contact with him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Then stop. Just stop there. Just do those things, and you'll see all these things because he loves you. You know, your children love you, right? And you love your children. And when they obey, and they're doing all the things they need to do, they'll have to ask you sometimes for things to do. You just go bless them. Let me go get them something. Let me get you ice cream. Let me buy you a bicycle. You've just been so good to do all the things I've been asking you. Clean up your room. Oh, gosh, I just want to surprise them. Just think about the Heavenly Father. God will surprise you. There's so many beautiful, wonderful things. It will overtake you. That's the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, he is the one. He alone is worthy of all the glory, the honor, and the praise, right? We want to serve him with everything within us. Hallelujah. Give him all the glory in your life by serving him. Give him all the glory in your life by praising him. Give him all the glory in your life by letting his spirit just dwell in you richly. I'm telling you, some great things will begin to develop in your life. Just like working out, you know, when you work out, you begin to develop. Hallelujah. You begin to develop. You begin to see those things happen. Just give God some praise to this song right now. We'll be right back.
You alone are worthy of all my praise. You alone, you alone. You alone deserve my worship all my days. You alone, you alone. You alone be glorified, high and lifted up. You alone. You alone. You alone be magnified, name above all names. You alone. You alone. You alone are holy, holy, holy.
Jesus, you are a holy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for who you are and who you'll ever be in us. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we spent this hour with you, we just pray that you would just, Lord, just surround the people that's listening to this program, no matter what time of day it is, no matter if it's tonight, in the morning, or in the afternoon, the evening hour. I pray that you just right now saturate them with your love. Let them know that you love them and you first loved them and you still love them no matter where they are in their lives. Whether they've gotten away from you a little bit, whether they've not even known you, But Lord, that if they've never known you, they can still accept you as their personal Lord and Savior. And Lord, I pray right now, and I'm talking to those that have never accepted Christ in your life before. You can do it tonight. Just pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, through your Son Jesus, I came to hear about program. Lord God, I've come to recognize I am a sinner. And I really want to experience your love like this man is talking about. I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. And I ask you to forgive me of all my sins that I've ever committed in my life against you and against myself, against my family, against everyone that I've disappointed in any way with my life. And I receive your forgiveness. I receive your love. I receive salvation. You said if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, that I shall be saved. And I believe in my heart in Jesus Christ and that God truly raised him from the dead. And I confess it with my mouth and believe it in my heart. And I know right now, according to what your word says, I am saved. Thank you for making it that simple for me to understand it. It's simplistic in nature, and I receive it. And Lord, do the work in me. Sit upon the throne of my heart. Give me direction. May my body, soul, and spirit, let it line up with what your word says and what you have in your plans that you have for me in the earth. That I will accomplish your will and have good success in everything I do from now on and this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, and we just prayed according to Romans, the 10th chapter and the 9th verse, you can pray that tonight, or you can open it up yourself and pray that to God and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are saved. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And Lord, we just pray that those that pray that prayer, that you surround them with your love, your grace, and your mercy. Lord, I just thank you for your infallible love and your favor and your strength and their portion, Lord, of faith that you've given them. To Lord, we trust you that this day forward be a new, brand new life for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we're signing off tonight from Nikon Expressions, thanking you for tuning in, and I hope that these expressions found you well and that the word of God enriches your heart. You have a blessed and wonderful evening. Enjoy the rest of the night with God's blessings ever flowing from you. Good night.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.